So good morning, everyone. I think before we get started, please take a look at the antitrust policy notice and the code of conduct. We share this at the beginning of every meeting. Essentially, it's just making sure that we are unbiased and that in terms of the meeting structure, you can always visit this policy notice and the code of conduct on the left-hand sidebar of our Social Impact Special Interest Group Hyperledger page. So let me jump into quickly our meeting for today. So I see that there's a couple of few new folks. I was wondering if we can all start with a quick round of introductions. Jim, do you want to start with this?
Ah, hello. Sorry about that. I had my mute still on. Hey, all. My name is Jim Couples. I work on blockchain projects related to agriculture. And one of the things I have is All the Farms, which is a farm directory where the information is stored on Sawtooth, and we're working, trying to kind of onboard farms into blockchain.
Nice to meet you, Jim.
Likewise.
Thanks, Jim. Andre, do you want to?
Yes. So my name is Andre. Salim Malego. I work on BlockFarm, so I'm the founder and CEO, and we work on a lot of blockchain projects, especially, actually, we are restricted to social impact ones, so even related to environmental. And I worked 4 years on IBM, so I work as a solution architect and business developer. So once we developed my use case that was related to social impact, I figured out that I should leave it and start to develop some especially directed to social impact here in Brazil. So we started our career, actually our journey on BlockForce, doing the first ICO that has in Brazil until now, actually the biggest ICO we made here in Brazil, that's related to Moeda Seeds. So we developed firstly the first token that's called NDA on Ethereum protocol, but actually to track any kind of investments and to follow up the projects which we selected the investment and the microfinancing that we apport the money, we use a Hyperledger. And that's because I have a wide experience with Hyperledger on IBM. So when we entered the project, we try to apply any kind of details on Hyperledger. So now we use Hyperledger on Moeda Seeds as kind of infrastructure of transaction. And there are other projects we are developing using exclusively Hyperledger as well. This one I will show you guys about the fashion, sustainable fashion industry. That I'll enter some more details here today. So it's a pleasure to be here with you. There's a long time we flirt with Hyperledger, like I'm one of four years. So it's a pleasure to be here with you to show a little of what we are doing. The process is not finished yet, so we are about to conclude it by December and to be full allowed to publish any details about that on maybe on February. But I think today as well, Nancy said, we are in a calendar restricted group and we have a lot of terms to be here. So I think we can show a little, some details about that and enable you guys to understand our job. So here today is also Artur and Sindelio, that's part of our team. So they like to be here to understand how the conference works. And we are all about open to answer any kind of question. So it's a pleasure to be here, Ness.
Thank you, Andre. I also see Baptiste.
Yes, hi. I'm indeed new. Look, why am I joining? I'm a venture capitalist and we're focused, the funds called Lead Block Partners, we're focused on the blockchain enterprise space. And a lot of the startups we look at use Hyperledger. The social impact and sustainability themes are very key for me. And I recently spoke to Marta Pierkowska. I'll try to get her last name right. works at Hyperledger and said I should join this group. So basically I'm here to learn, to hear out what's going on and figure out if I can help in any way.
Welcome, Baptiste.
Thank you.
Bobby, are you on the line?
I am. Hi, everybody. I'm Bobby Mascara. I am the chair of the Learning Materials Working Group. I've been a member of the Social Impact Working Group for about a year and a half now. And they give the greatest presentations in the entire Hyperledger community, just saying. And through the my association with the Social Impact Group, I've been able to go see presentations in New York from the Dutch Blockchain Initiative. I've been a part of the Second Muse Initiative, the Big Apps Blockchain. So there's a lot of advantages being a member of this group affords you insofar as opening doors. I also worked, I'm the meetup organizer for Hyperledger Princeton, and we did a social impact project this summer. We got the meetups together and we did a charity giving project where, again, Jim, we used the local farmers who had excess in August for their foods, and we tracked on a sawtooth blockchain the process of the giving those giving bags over to the local food bank. So we did it in the summer. It was very successful. It was only a proof of concept. We didn't have it in production, but we did some good for the community, as well as, you know, took a blockchain for a little walk. So it was an interesting project. If you want to learn more about it, just reach out to me. And I'm looking forward to the presentation today. So thank you.
Thanks, Bobby. Mark, are you on the line?
Yes, hi. Mark Liberati, policy specialist with UN Volunteers in Bonn, Germany. Been following this group for a few months now. I'm also with part of the working group here on AI, blockchain, and big data. And I sit as an observer for ideation and also try to participate on areas of around sustainable development goals and volunteerism, generally when possible. Thank you.
Thanks, Mark. I also see Sandelio.
Hey. Hello, guys. I'm also a member of Blockforce. I'm a tech lead there, and I'm leading currently the project that Andrea is going to talk about, which is Fair Fashion. And it's a pleasure to be here with you. I'm really aligned with social impact. I really wanna make something good for this world. And I think blockchain is a really noble technology for us to use. And we can have a lot of good impact in many areas using blockchain. So thanks for having me.
Thank you. And Alpin, how are you doing?
Good. Sorry I just stepped in a little bit late. I was on the last call. I'm with Mercy Corps, and we're working on blockchain several different ways. And very excited to be part of the Hyperledger community. We're just doing intros right now?
Yes, we are.
Okay. Both myself and my colleague Rick, who's actually been the person I think who's participated for a longer period of time, are both planning to participate in the Arizona or the Phoenix meeting in March. But more generally, right now, we have a couple different pilots that we're doing using cryptocurrency in particular. Not necessarily Hyperledger specific, but then we are testing with different teams. So we work in about 44 different countries around the world, in a kind of dispersed way in each of the countries. Their teams in those countries basically determine how they want to make use of technology and their priorities. And so I support blockchain, cryptocurrency, smart contract related innovation. And I've recently started. So I started about 3 months ago. So we're just planning a few new trials coming this next year. Looking forward to learning more about how we can make use of Hyperledger in different ways for our team internally and potentially for beneficiaries. Great to meet you all.
Thanks, Alvin. And for those of you that I haven't met before, I'm the chair of the Social Impact Special Interest Group. And my personal interest in blockchain is more on the sustainability side. So that's kind of where I got pulled into and a little bit more interested in the social impact side of things. So without further ado, I'm just gonna quickly run through a few of the administrative stuff, and then we can listen in on Andre's presentation on BlockForce. But so as we've talked about for the last few meetings, in terms of the work streams and the projects, we do have the three work streams set up for the white paper, use cases and best practices, and community liaisons. One thing that I would encourage, in particular the new folks, is to please take a look at those three pages, and feel free to kind of put down any ideas that you want the community to kind of jump in on and work on in terms of different projects with you, and feel free to kind of add those in, and we'll kind of drive those in the next meeting. So one of the ones that we are also looking for are an open call for more community presentations. As Bobby had mentioned, we try to get the community to come and present for each of our meetings. That way we can kind of give everyone a flavor of all the different and innovative social impact projects that are currently out there. Some of the other ones that we try to do are more technical focused. We actually had one where we had Chris Ferris as part of the Fabric, Hyperledger Fabric, come and present to us. And we'd love to kind of get involved, folks in the other projects too. So if you have any suggestions, recommendations, or ideas of where you want to listen in on, please feel free to kind of, put that down into the community presentation wiki page. And these are all links, so you can feel free to press on them in your spare time. In terms of any questions about this before we move on?
No, I'm okay.
Excellent. So in terms of community updates, we have a few events coming up. One of them, and I think if you guys are on the Hyperledger Social Impact Special Interest Group mailing list, you would have gotten it from Marta. She mentioned that there is the University of Manchester has a project to fight modern slavery using Hyperledger Fabric. And the professor that's leading the project will be presenting Thursday, November 28th. Feel free to reach out to her or reach out to me, and I can connect you with her if you guys are interested in joining that WebEx. The other meeting that Alpin had mentioned that's occurring in March is the Hyperledger Global Forum. That's going to be held in Phoenix, Arizona, between March 3rd to 6th. This is essentially going to be pretty big assembly of all the different Hyperledger community members. If that's of interest to you, please be on the lookout as registration is starting. Another meeting is the Salesforce/Dreamforce event that's going to be happening from November 19th to 22nd. While it's not a fully blockchain related conference, there will be a couple blockchain related sessions that are happening. So those are a couple of the ones. Are there any other events that you guys are going to be attending or have attended in the past week or two?
Hi, I was at the Princeton Hackathon this weekend. It was a very interesting event. Just an aside, if you live by our university, these aren't widely published things, but if you can find out when they're available, it was fascinating. They had classes for us on Saturday. The kids at the university got together and built some projects that we got to review on Sunday. And it was really, if you ever get a chance to go to a university hackathon, I'm not as a member doing the sleepover and the hacking, but as a attendee, I strongly suggest it because it was definitely quite a learning experience.
That's great to hear. Thanks for sharing, Bobby. So without any further ado, Andre, are you ready?
Yeah.
Excellent. I'm going to make you the host, and we're looking forward.
Okay. Yeah, let me just set some stuff here. Okay, so hello again, everyone. I think the best way to show the case is to have a little introduction about our initiative, that's Blockforce. So very, very quickly, I'll share my screen here with you. Okay, so in a very, very fast presentation, we are a social venture initiative based on blockchain social impact projects. So we consider we as research as well, because the pillar of this design research, the one which model and introduce some cases in terms of conceptualizing or either framing it. So this is most related to the approach of some cases that like public articles, publications, and concepts that we model the business. So basically our initiative is based on three pillars. The first one is based on research design. So we design solutions, we concept them, and therefore the next one is based on customized tech development. So this is based on kind of consulting model, like we based on Gartner, the four types of solution that Gartner posts, like blockchain as record keeper, blockchain as efficient play, and blockchain as a digital asset market, and blockchain as a solution disruptor. So these four types of blockchain solution, I think I have it here for show you guys. Not well, actually, but yes, these four pillars of blockchain solutions is the ones who fundamentals our approaches on consulting. And the last one is based on our infrastructure. So the last one is infrastructure as a service, the ones which we offer components to companies as well to us to build some consulting models. And this blockchain as a service infrastructure is based on wallets, is based on token issuance, is based on a wallet, tracked wallet, and this tracking wallet we use Hyperledger, and also to KYC design and networks. So once you pass through our KYC process, which is related to blockchain chain codes, especially Hyperledger chain codes, you access determined levels of authorization and certification in the network. So this is a kind of product based on our infrastructure. So these three pillars, design, consulting, and infrastructure products, compounds our company. And this site is a little bit is not updated, actually, but I'll take a look just here to share our goals and the things that motivates us, as because we trust that blockchain will be the tool to implement exponential positive transformations based on empowering people, and everything else is related to how and when and strategy we will want to implement it. So here are a little bit of the projects, of the our services that you can better check there. It's now regrouped in another form, the one I just said to you guys about the three pillars. And I'll pass here for the projects just to show the very, very beginning point of that model of sustainable fashion that we are working on now. So the very first application that we had on sustainable fashion was in Moeda. Moeda was, as I said, the very first project in Brazil on blockchain, and it uses Hyperledger. We built the whole cases from the beginning. So as a venture builder, so social venture builder, we develop it from the beginning. So we are the full tech team that has in the company. So for sure it has kind of a business area, technical area inside the field to select the initiatives. We receive the funding and a lot of other reflects, but about the technology is us. So we use a lot of technologies, yes, as you can see, to build the app. And basically Moeda is a project that you have the token, that's the MDA, which is listed on CoinMarketCap. So is it RC20? So with that token, you can be able to implement, to invest in projects, invest in social projects. And once we convert this token to a stable token, which is MDA BRL, which we use Stellar. But despite this engine of conversion, once you have this money stabilized on your wallet, we use blockchain, we use Hyperledger to deliver and to track actually the money which is invested on the initiatives. So this one, for example, which is Copperval Craft Beer, is one of the projects that have been selected here, as you can see, to be funded by people through MDA. So when you go here, you can see the time and the step of the project based on the timing of the phase 1, phase 2. So here we are in the delivery of the money. So if you came here to delivery of the money, Hyperledger tracks the investment. Don't know what happened here, sorry. Now, but we have the logs of the investments here. And here we have the transaction ID about that. So we kind of use the Hyperledger to track, as I said, a wallet track assets. So I'm explaining that in the beginning because here, this applications open up our ideas to have a very first project about sustainable fashion, which is related to Moeda too, this one. And when you, this kind of bags here are made from a lot of women's on the chain of production. So if you select a product here, like this one, which is made from organic material. Like that. And you select to pay here. You see our engine, we are just set applied to this logic. So this is kind of a web page which uses the whole technology embedded, which I said. So when you go to check out here, I'll include this one. Okay. And I use the coupon of test to don't pay that huge amount here, just to do a test. So I get like kind of 95% discount to just to show you guys. So I'll finalize my purchase here. So here are my whole data. So the money that the value that's remained on the coin. So here we developed the Moeda Pay. So you understand why we are just passing through Moeda to reach this new project, okay? But just to show you this engine, so we will pass through Moeda Pay here, which will finalize the purchase. So I select Moeda Pay to do the payment, which is an engine of transaction we built here. And now on the checkout, I have the option to use the 3 tokens we developed for the project. BRL is the one that has the same value of reais. It's our currency here in Brazil. MDA is the one I show you about based on it in Ethereum. And this one is related to Binance coin. Binance token one. So if I choose MDA BRL, for example, I'll pay here. And you'll be able to see exactly what I said about the split of payments. Just a second, please. Yeah, nice. So here the bag that I selected, the Brisa was the name of the one, the color, the value which I paid here, the amount that of bags I've selected, and here we received the split of the payment using the hash. So the Moeda project received a part of that transaction, the project received a part of the transaction. And MDA loyal is kind of a rewards point that people receive to using the environment. The group of women that built the bag here receive a respectfully percentage of the production, and you can watch it on the public network, right, on Stellar Expert, as well as the project of the cooperative that employs the women here. So why Hyperledger here? Hyperledger, we use it here in the whole logic of transactions. So the chain code, once we can publish it on a public network, we use it the whole logic based on Hyperledger as well as kind of backend. So with that, we have a logic of accountability, and we can show to people, especially inside internally, how we are the money and a kind of back offs doing the whole taxes and payments and so on. So based on that, on this kind of tracked wallet that I just said on beginning, we figure out that we can develop a more trackable, at least related to human rights and related to conditions that people are having in the chain of production for fashion. So I don't know if someone has any question.
Yeah, I had a quick question. Hey, Andre, thanks for this great project. So when people pay via the stable coin, the Riaz stable coin, MDBRL, or then how are you exchanging the value on the or mm-hmm. how is there a transfer of the value between the stable currency and the fiat currency?
Yeah, we have an admin wallet which we do the whole conversion inside it, and we have the Lastro, I don't know how to say that in English, but we have the whole funding related to that transfers in money in our account on project. So
okay, so you hold that, you hold the fiat currency in a bank account.
Exactly.
Okay, got it.
Yeah,
okay.
Yeah, we have it funds, and then we do an administrative wallet. We do the conversion. That's
okay,
why.
Okay, but how does the money get to the people?
Yeah, we have a card, and they have an account on Moeda's platform.
Got it. Okay.
Okay. So it's kind of nice. Yeah.
Okay, thanks.
Nice. So we used this whole engine to further develop a project that we figure out can be more suitable to the needs of human rights. Not because this one doesn't, but we are tricked by CNA Foundation to develop a project that's related to conditions, work conditions, not just delivery of money to improve conditions, but to do on a real assessment and to figure out how can work be improved that by this in order that traceability. So CNA Foundation find us to develop a project which we start to do the very first pillar which I could share with you. That was the design research. So we study the projects, we do the canvas, and we do a lot of study based on what can be reached. So here are these ones are the indicators of this was an indicator of ABVTEX, which is the an entity here in Brazil which selects which kind of indicators should be measured in terms of working conditions. So we took a lot of these indicators here, and therefore we applied them to be achieved on that chain. So I'll get more details, but this is kind of ebook we prepared to share with the witness. Witness are here. How can I explain for you guys that point here? So this is all made on Portuguese, right? It will be translated on the February once we won't do the launch, which will be based on CNA Global. So it's not just in Portuguese, but for this MVP, which will be concluding on December, we are having the very first on Portuguese. So this is the material we will share with the witness, which is the last tier of the chain. So what does it mean, the Fair Fashion app? It means that once some do a place of order for the supplier, it will demand for the factory to follow some conditions and some rules that's based on Hyperledger Fabric chain code. So whenever some order is put on the chain, the factory will need to attend automatically a lot of conditions of documentations of employer accountability, a lot of conditions that we based on these indicators arise and put on the platform. So the idea is whenever the witness finished a production of a cloud of a t-shirts this month, this week, so they appear for her to fulfill their questions. I'll pass a little bit in the app for you, but the idea is here that this document here is to give more knowledge to them about the process. So what is the benefits for them, how it should be used, and so on. So what it is, so this is our mock-up about the app. So the benefits for using it, that the witness will have much more visibility about their working conditions. We'll be able to create a network of support for them. We'll use visibility for enhance the conditions of the work. Productive also, and we can based on that indicators create a ranking that that reward people who really empowers that project. So when it should be used, so there's a lot of details. Through the simple register of the people, we demand a lot of documents that do a kind of huge compliance about the infrastructure, the conditions of APIs that they use, not APIs, but the APIs, that equipment for secure, and a lot of comprovations that on the register do a kind of assessment about these kind of conditions. So As you can see on the cadastro here, that's in Portuguese and that's in English remains register. On the register here, we took these indicators, these blue ones, about electric conditions, fire conditions, the regulation of the company, like kind of legal ones, and so on. So on the survey, on the month survey, we can ask for the witness some conditions about their work, like we better see on the app now for soon, but that's it. So how to use it? You should first create your account and do and answer the first search that we do. The second is to fulfill with your photos, with everything that's missing. And then to answer the survey, that's about 90 questions that will take a lot of indicators. So everything about these indicators are being cross-validated in the app. So remember that I said the supplier asks for the factory and the factory asks for the witness. This whole chain is being pushed by the companies and the brands. So whenever, for example, CNA asks for suppliers to have kind of production of t-shirts, it will be naturally demanded for the supplier and the factory and for the witness. So we have a lot of cross-validation conditions to be set there, and they are cross-validated in following a lot of conditions, following a lot of smart contract, actually chain code conditions that is based on these indicators validation. So this whole logic is being set here. So we do a lot of field visits to understand it. I think I have one of the photos of we there to trying to explain the app, how it works. They are using, they are a witness on the factory. So trying to build the register. And so these indicators cross the validation. And thinking on blockchain validation, like a consensus, in public networks, we use a lot of, proof of work or proof of stake and so on. Hyperledger, we use PBFT to develop a modular consensus, right? So here, the validation of an information that builds the flow of the data from the brand to the witness is validated for a separated and very specific people inside the network. So if I am witness and I said that I didn't work on that kind of cloud in the kind of t-shirt, for example, and a factory owner said that yes, I work on it, maybe or the opposite, that he said that I don't work on that cloud and I say that I work on that t-shirt, for example, it's been an information that's not validated, right? So therefore the block of the data is not built. So this is the logic that we use for creating blocks on this sustainable fashion network. And by that information, witness has his information whole anonymous, because we don't want their employees to follow and treat them. So they are absolutely anonymous on their answers. And based on that, we can figure out a lot of indicators. Okay. So more than that, the point is we expect to give a lot of rewards for the witness to fulfill the survey and so on. Once we create a incentive network. So the idea here is to have signals. So we have a back office also that will that will check and receive these whole validations and indicators. So in the back office, we'll be able to, the brands, the suppliers will be able to follow up the status and the health of their ecosystem, and also take some actions to validation. So if some notification appeared, like, or some witness said that he worked more than 30 hours these three following days. So a notification will appear in the back office in order to this manager, which should be a sustainable people employed, like a sustainable charge employed people, we'll need to take some action about it. So I can show you a little bit about the back office. It's on Figma, yeah, but has a lot of features to be understand. So here, like, we will be able to check. Let me take the sustainable, yeah, here. In terms of responsibility, we will be able to see the conditions of the work and the points that they has. So as I told you, any kind of validation will be cross-validated. So if a brand said something and its supplier says other, it won't be validated. And therefore, if it's validated, it will generate information here on the back office that represents a point on the score, and you'll be able to track it, as I said, on Hyperledger. So you apply a viewer here to explore the data. So the notifications that I said, notifications here, is in terms of validation. So if something needs to take action, it will appear that an action needs to be taken because something is not aligned on the network, and there is some asymmetry of information which should be taken some action as a manager. So you'll be able to check here also the chain of data, about the chain and the origin of this data, and so on. So we have a mock-up here on appetites to show the flow. So here you are the supplier, and here you are the owner of the factory. You have the different interfaces here to follow up. I need to create here now. I don't know how much time I has more, Nancy. But if you want to check out the flow, I can fulfill here and go on. What do you think?
So we have about 12 more minutes, if you want to.
Okay. So this is a register of a company. So I need to build the register here. So I'm registered as a brand. So here in my cadastre, my registering, I have to set up my profile of production. Yes, my profile of production. So the maximum production that I have by day or minutes by day, because this is two types of how people measure the production on the factories, and which is the categories that I work. Is it infantil, adult, and so on. So let's put something here like that. And adult. Okay. So if I work with t-shirts, the jeans, or yeah. So let's put just shirts. Okay. So here I need to upload any kind of document related to that points here that I just said for the register. These ones here, which is regulated. So whenever I upload it here, they will be, I'll be able to follow up to the next step. So here, responsible, who is responsible? For example, so now that I fulfill the whole registering process, I set myself as just a supplier, or if I'm a supplier with my own factory. So, okay, no, I'm just, if I have a non-factory, I'll need to fulfill the register as a factory. So that's not the objective now. So. Okay, and I'll say, I don't know what's happening about the register here, but the point is, this is the business side, which will put the order and we'll follow up with the whole supply chain logic, which is on Figma here too. I think it's better to show you through here now. Be easier to check out. Yeah, so here, as you can see, a supplier can select the brand which is involved, like CNA or any ones, and therefore the production will be set, the order will be set. You need to select the size and how many units you like to. So once this is kind of marketplace, right? So once the order is set on the environment, any kind of factory can take it. And once you take it, you select the amounts you can produce, it generates a QR code, and therefore you can track that order. So once the order is being set, you receive a number and you can follow, because when the, okay, you can follow the status of it, but more than that, once the factory receives the order, it needs to select which people are involved on the production, right? So how many people, or if they are involved in cell in kind of groups, or they are in line. So you select the people who are involved on that work, and therefore you can measure if that people that are working on that order are okay, because therefore we send to them, to that people who are selected on that production, a questionnaire, which is the survey that I said. And therefore with that survey, we can track the conditions about that order in specific. So we select a lot of other questions, which is based on this side here, the yellow one. And then with that questions, we take a lot of other indicators of conditions, of working conditions. So these are our register on Hyperledger, and it provides us a lot of information about the conditions. And for managers, they provide a lot of indicators, as I said, as I show you in the back office. So basic, we see a lot of applications which is based on tracking material, right? So the point here is to provide that, is to prove, and we are working to that, to prove the Hyperledger is able to track not just assets or like any kind of material, but we can track that information that's considered sometimes intangible, I don't know, unmeasurable. So we are trying to how can I say, build an environment that we take field information, that we take a lot of different actors to cross information and try to build another data. So cross informations to provide and to achieve knowledge. So we believe that knowledge, we see it's very important, and brands are becoming aware about that, are becoming more sustainable, and that's the guidance for the new economy that's being built. So we'd like to use blockchain, especially Hyperledger, and this example. Actually, we just use Hyperledger as everything here. We as backend, as database, we are using in the whole project. So the point here is to prove that we are building a solution that any company can enter. So that's why I can show you too. It's not ready yet. Yeah, as I told you, we will finish it in the end of the year here. But the goal here is to build an open source framework solution. So CNA is funding us to build this very first version. But the idea, the goal of the project is to have a framework that brands can just enter there and have its whole chain validate, or at least a field of that chain that wants to be auditable. It will be possible with that tool. For sure, we will be needed a lot of work on the field. For sure, we will be needed a lot of presential work. But that's why we have a lot of partnerships. So we are in partnership with Copeagi, which is the postgraduate school of business management of Rio de Janeiro, involved on that project. That they are in charge to apply this application in the field. So they have a lot of credentials to convince the suppliers, to convince the factory that this could be a win-win solution for the application. So now people, at least in Brazil, don't have a lot of control about the production, don't have any control about the social impact of their chain. So with that tool, we can offer them by through the back of a lot of indicators about a lot of indications of productive. So with that point, looking to productive, we can convince them to use an app that actually tracks the condition of the chain and actually tracks the how the working can be better and improve it. So the point in the version 2 and moreover is to connect that chain codes with a lot of notifications through specific agents. So we have now a little bit centralized app because it's based on the three actors. So the brands and the factory and the suppliers. For sure, we have we already have channels to them. So we use the nodes to it. But the idea in the medium term is to split them and to be an open source framework, which is companies just enter and can use the service. So that's why we are using Hyperledger, because we trust on the Linux and logic of open source code, and besides, Hyperledger can has this proprietary side once it's aimed. We are looking here to have a really, really open source solution and to provide that for more companies that we can use. So the goal of CNA here is not to have money, is not to build enterprise capitalist solution, is to offer a solution that will be able more companies to track their chains and to plant a seed into the fashion logic. I don't know how clear I could be here. At least I need to confess for you guys that I'll be much more comfortable if I had the app running here to show you exactly how it works and to show you the blocks as I show you in Moeda Seeds. But we'll have it in at most 1 month. So if I don't know how it works to present and any kind, but any other opportunity that we have to show you the full project working connected with the backoffs and the orders put on the front, reflecting on the backoffs and some videos that we are now actually today truly on field capturing with the witness that are testing the app. I think we will have a much more sensible and complete presentation. But once we had this opportunity this day here, and we want to say even we are not complete. So
thank you.
So yeah, I thank you a lot, you Nancy and everyone.
So. Thank you, Andre. We're just about out of time, but. You know, Andre, I believe you'll be on future calls, and we would love to kind of have you continue and speak with us and have, and if you guys have any questions, I will be CCing Andre's email. Andre, if that's okay with you, and you guys are welcome to follow up with him.
Thank you, Nancy. By the way, I just would like to connect with you somewhere. I can find you on LinkedIn.
Oh, absolutely. Nancy Min, M-I-N is my last name.
Okay, cool. Thank you.
Excellent. Great. Thank you guys so much for joining this call today. And then we'll have our next call in 2 weeks. Talk to you guys soon.
Thank you. See ya.